from KQED.
That's the Cuban pianist Alfredo Rodriguez, and he's got a fascinating story to tell. You can hear it on his new album, but he's just one of the California artists I'll be talking about with our jazz critic, Andrew Gilbert. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Susie.
Now, we like introducing you to music you might not have heard, but that might not be the case with our first artist, the very respected Joan Jean Renaud.
Joan spent about two decades as the cellist with Kronos Quartet, the great San Francisco new music ensemble. But since 1999, she's been out on her own and has really blossomed as a composer and has released several albums. Her latest one, Visual Music, is a beautiful collection of a lot of her recent compositions.
That's Joan Jean Renaud from her new album, Visual Music. What makes her work as a solo artist distinctive from her past work with the group?
What you really hear in these pieces is that she's working alone in the studio. I mean, she has some collaborators, but she creates these sort of cello choruses. A lot of these pieces have three tracks, four tracks, even nine tracks of cello. So they're these really finely textured pieces. And then she'll bring in a collaborator like PC Munoz or Willie Wine and add some percussion. So you get these beautifully colored pieces.
Now, the new album is a collection of some of her work composed for dance and theater, hence the title Visual Music. But does the work hang together cohesively?
It really does, because she's taken pieces created for ODC or Dance Theater of Harlem and sort of reconceived them and woven them together with these short little pieces that she created for a sculpture exhibit at the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art. So it all sort of holds together very cohesively. A lot of different moods, some very stark pieces, some really lush pieces. This is one of my favorites. It's called This Is Not a Duet, which is a duet, and it's from a dance called Your Body Is Not a Shark.
That's Joan Jean Renaud. Her new record is called Visual Music. And up next, we hear how the past is present in pianist Alfredo Rodriguez's work. That is from Tocororo, the new album from Alfredo Rodriguez, his third. And it's actually the national bird of Cuba. He was born there, but came to Los Angeles in 2009. But he's got a pretty interesting backstory how he got to Los Angeles.
Yeah, interesting and really lucky. He happened to be heard by Quincy Jones at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland in 2006. And Quincy, sort of known as having a great ear for talent scouting, immediately approached him and said, I want to work with you. It took Rodriguez about 3 years to get out of Cuba. He left in 2009, came to Los Angeles, and his career has taken off. He's made several beautiful albums, had some high-profile commissions, really blossoming as a composer. And I feel like this album really reflects the way he has engaged with the world.
Even without the help of Quincy Jones. I mean, that's a pretty big hand to help you get up in the world of music. Would he still be a notable artist without that help?
Yes, definitely. He's part of this lineage of astoundingly talented Cuban pianists. I mean, going from Chucho Valdez to Gonzalo Rubalcaba, and he's really sort of coming out of that. But he's got his own take on the Cuban tradition. He reinterprets these popular Cuban songs, bringing in artists like a Spanish flamenco singer or a South Indian Carnatic singer, and you just hear them in a really new way.
Havana. Si mis ojos te abandonaran, si la vida me desterrara un rincón de la tierra, yo te juro que voy a morirme de amor y de ganas.
That was from Tocororo, the new album by pianist Alfredo Rodriguez. Andrew Gilbert writes about jazz and world music for Jazz Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, and us, the California Report. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Susie.
Cuatro caminos, virgen de regla, puesto de mar, lugares destinos, el árbol.
And that's the California Report Magazine, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Jim Bennett and Howard Gelman. David Marks is our web producer, and our interns are Alex Swolinski and Nicole West. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malion, Kat Snow, Mia Zuckerkandel, Ingrid Becker, and Holly Kernan. I'm Susie Racho. Sasha Coca returns next week. Thanks for listening. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of children at risk in California. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.